This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting imprint on the Southern Arizona creative ecosystem. I'm Jenny Sanchez, and today we welcome Adia Jamil, fiber artist and doula. Adia, thank you so much for joining me today on Artist Stories.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
I would love to talk about your connection to the Southwest, and you are a Project Creosote grantee, New Works grantee, actually, and just like how your connection to the Southwest and your project titled Ancestral Tethers sort of all tie together.
Right. So my husband grew up in Arizona. I am originally from the Bay Area. So initially we moved to Arizona because this is where he was from and we knew the cost of living would be cheaper. We eventually moved down here to Tucson because we preferred just everything about it. It's more community centered, more art centered, more outdoor centered, and it just felt like a safer place for our eldest son. With my work, I do a lot of gardening, and a few years ago, we found some cotton seeds at the Pima County Library. And because I'm a descendant of enslaved Africans, I was like, let's see what it's like to grow cotton, just to get an idea, keeping in mind, of course, that it was voluntary and that I wasn't being forced to, like, everything about the situation was different, but just to get an idea of what the labor entailed. And so I grew it. And then one of the plot neighbors next to us told us how in his home country of Liberia, they use cotton leaf for medicinal purposes. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of furthered my connection to cotton as I learned more about the plant. Then I met other Black femme cotton growers and we swapped some seeds, and so I was able to get some seeds from Indiana and Georgia of different colors, and and so it's just kind of evolved. And cotton is, you know, one of Arizona's main like crops here, so it's just kind of interesting that I was called here to do this work with cotton in this place that I didn't actually, you know, initially have a desire to come here. I wanted to stay in the Bay Area, of course, but it's way too expensive. And we were newlyweds and it just wasn't, you know, feasible. Of course, now I love it. And I love Tucson. And I love that we're able to grow year round and the growing period is longer. And my growing has shifted into incorporating more dye plants and more medicinal plants. We'll always grow food and things like that, but our focus is ancestral plants. So I grow a lot of foods and plants that either are specifically from Africa or they're staples of African American culture. And so I also grow indigo and other dye flowers as well.
Looking at your work, just the intricacies of all of the layering, the dye, all the fibers and the embroidery, beading, there is so much like conceptual layers in each of them, and the image making in general, it's just incredibly beautiful. And I really am looking forward to seeing what these pieces come to be. And now knowing some of the background, it's really exciting and moving. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I'm really excited because I found out I can use the raw cotton to make paper. So I'm hoping to incorporate some bookmaking into the project where I make the paper from the raw fibers. And there's a lot of components.
Well, we need to add paper maker, bookmaker to the list, right? You're like multimedia. Yeah. I really appreciate you taking the time with us today.
No, thank you so much.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.